If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hey, this is Jonah Ray, and you're listening to...
If this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
Neil, girl! Out here, just a little bit stranger. Trip without a danger.
Get off the cross, dude.
It gets a lot colder.
Hold on, y'all, friends. Game over.
I'm struck
construct ground for you.
Valediction.
I don't understand. It's just fun.
In defense of Coldplay.
Hey, bud. Good morning.
Yes. Thank you for tuning into yet another episode of Jonah Ray. Dio can't make it, but he is around here somewhere. You just can't find that guy sometimes. He's so tiny. Cash Hartzell is here. Cash, say hello. How are you? And well and how met or whatever you used to say.
How met and you well are ya?
How well and helmet. How well in helmet? That's Neil, who needs a helmet on a daily basis. Neil, how's
sure
it going?
Sure do.
Pretty good. I was out buying some Gatorade. Sorry, I was a little late for the show.
Fantastic. Our guest today is a really good pal of ours, a returning guest, a podcaster extraordinaire in his own right. Ladies and gentlemen, from Bizarre Albums, Tony Thaxton.
People are still doing that, right?
Yeah.
You know what? Literally, I called a friend of mine from Hawaii called me the other day and did like the wadab thing, and I know it was ironic, but it's become Freebird at this point, right? You're not sure.
Has it gone that far? I feel like I haven't heard it in a while. I thought it did the my wife thing where it went away for a bit and now it's back and better than ever.
It never went away for Doug Benson. It never went away for Doug Benson.
Yeah, that's true.
I heard it's it like yesterday because I watched, what's the name of it? That's My Boy, the Adam Sandler, Andy Samberg movie.
Yeah, but isn't from like 10 years ago when it was at
Yeah, it's a very, well, even at whenever that movie came out, that was also like, hey, is that still a thing? Because literally Tony Orlando says, is that still a thing?
Yeah.
After Adam Sandler.
Already.
Yeah, it says, what's up?
No, and that's crazy, too, because I heard it the other day, too, because I was watching Borat. Anyway, We have a really good show. we're going to have a lot of fun. We're gonna be nicer because we have a guest here.
Mm-hmm.
And according to Neil, our guest Tony is going to be playing some songs for us. That's really cool.
Okay, here's how this all started. Tony said on Twitter, "I miss playing shows," and I said, "Hey, come play on our show."
You never said come play on our show. Well, you just said Jonah Radio Thursday.
It's what I meant. Yeah,
this is Neil in a nutshell. Is lines being connected that never would be connected for anybody else. It's the communication problem that Neil tends to have. I thought you would have figured that out.
A great show. This is Neil. Would be.
And also, let's keep in mind that really my primary musical talent is playing drums. So I don't think, I mean, should I do a drum solo? I mean, you know.
I think that's what we were all expecting.
Okay.
I'd kill to hear a little tappa, tappa, tappa.
All right. Give me like 20 minutes to set up and we'll be good.
Okay. Perfect. Sounds good.
Covered that solo track of Jeff Porcaro playing Rosanna, I'd be very happy.
Okay.
So just you can't see me.
Yeah. You can't see me. I can just play the track and claim it's me. So.
That's very true. Yeah. All right. So we're going to take a break for a song from a submitted track. Someone gave us this. It's their buddy's band. They're called Lung, and it's drums and distorted cello, and it's pretty fucking rad. This is the song Butcher. More radio when we come back.
I didn't get that song.
You didn't get it wrong? Did I not?
It's all right. I'm going to cut it.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. All right. So I'll do we're going to do we're going to play a song. Also, Cash, I think there was like a time before where we were going to play something. And then I said, oh, no, let's not play that. Let's cut this part out. And I think you left that part in.
I gotta show the world warts and all.
We got to show this thing. Let's listen to Bad Moves. I love this band. Great album. This is a song that they made called Night Terrors, and this is Bad Moves. More radio when we come back. Hey, here's the thing, Cash, real quick. I'm not seeing my sound waves coming through on the visual. Oh, wait, there it is. Never mind. Here we are.
I see yours.
Okay, great. Great. Well, anyway, like I said, Tony Thaxton is here. He does an amazing podcast called Bizarre Albums, and it's just such a good podcast. It's well produced. It's well researched. It's got tons of sound clips. It's short, which is also nice in the world of podcasting if you want just a little quick bite of something. And it's just good. It's better than this one.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. You've been very nice from day one, and I love making the show, so I'm glad people have been enjoying it.
So if for those of you who don't know, it's a you find kind of like weird essentially some actual novelty records, but modern novelty records too, just stuff that kind of makes you think. It's like who thought this was a good idea?
Pretty much.
Yeah,
like things. Things that make you go, why does this exist? And I,
that was the first draft of things that make you go, and they're like, right. Things that make you think why this exists didn't roll off the tongue as much.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know that that song is actually about the Leonard Nimoy album.
And you don't, it's like, there's been a time you did, like, you know, the Freddy Krueger, the Elm Street Gang.
Yeah.
Record. You've done Chipmunk Punk. Mm-hmm. You've done the Archies record. What are some of your favorites out of the stuff you've done?
Some of my favorites, I really like, I think one of the weirdest ones, well, first of all, the D.D. King, the D.D. Ramone rap album is just insane. Oh. But I think I knew about that one. There's been a lot that I kind of have just stumbled upon in doing the show. And one of the weirdest ones that I really ended up enjoying was Jan and Dean Meet Batman.
Oh, that one was a great episode. Oh, yeah.
It's again, it's like, why, how, it's, you know, they tried to capitalize on when the 1966 Batman TV show was so popular. And what was super crazy about it was they got permission to use the Batman characters for the songs on the album, but they also have little skits between all the songs. And for some reason, then after they recorded all of it, DC Comics told them, oh no, you can only use the characters in the songs. So then they re-recorded all the skits with, like, different made-up characters. So, like, the record's called Jan and Dean Meet Batman, and all the songs are about Batman, but then when it goes into the little in-between stuff, it has nothing to do with Batman.
That's...
Oh, that's really weird.
That is the testament. That I feel like your podcast could also have, like, a subtitle of, like, lawyers, how do they work? Because it does seem like all of the albums that you cover are at the very least were threatened with a lawsuit at one point, or were sort of like, oh, we can't say that, so we have to say this.
Yeah, there's a few of those, and then there's some too that you're like, wow, I'm surprised that they did get away with this, like the Star Wars disco record that existed.
Oh yeah.
Because that wasn't like an official thing, and it straight up is called Star Wars and Other Galactic Funk, but it's not like an official Lucasfilm thing. Or, so it's
Galactic Funk.
It's the first Star Wars album produced by someone who was not a fan. Just like,
It's like he just overheard a guy once saying, like, it's like, you know, I just don't like all these, like, sci-fi movies coming out, like Star Wars and all that other galactic junk. Wait, hold on, say that one more. Did you say funk? No, I said junk. Oh, buddy boy, I got an idea for a record. Please, God, no.
Pulls out a gun.
Don't do it. Don't make any intergalactic funk.
And I forget if it was, I don't remember if he was the engineer or the producer off the top of my head, but on that record worked Tony Bon Jovi, the cousin of John Bon Jovi, who then later produced the Star Wars Christmas album, and it's the recording debut of a young John Bon Jovi.
Of the Jersey Bon Jovis?
Of the Jersey Bon Jovis.
Oh, okay. Nice. Well, you know,
flabbergasted that the Bon Jovi is not a made up name.
Oh no, well, it is. It's a bastardization of Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, the Christmas album that he sings on, it has his original spelling of his name.
Yeah. Bon Jovi. So
that would be GIOVI.
Well, it's time for music news. Cash, play that thing and say your thing.
The what's of views of music. News.
Oh, that's right. It's time for music news, where we talk about news, music. Cash, it's usually about this time of the episode where we get into music news, and you seemed caught off guard by my.
I was just
wanting to get.
I had a question for Tony. Actually, I was Tony. If I may.
Yeah, sure.
Do you bump? Have you ever done an episode?
Did you have a question?
Yeah,
Is that T H A C K X?
Tony, have you ever gotten hooked on one of your bizarre albums? Like you listen to it not doing research? Is there something that has made your like playlist or like, you know what I'm gonna listen?
There are definitely ones that I don't know if I'd go quite that far, but there are some that I do think have some good things on. Like, I actually think that the songs on that Jan and Dean Meet Batman record are actually, some of them are actually pretty decent. They sound like Beach Boys songs about Batman. and then Jonah brought up the Archies. Like, you know, for what that is, like a 60s rock band in air quotes record, like the songs, they're good pop songs.
I like that Archies record.
Yeah. And it, like, it makes sense because back then, you know, they're using all these killer songwriters and session musicians and everything. So, like, of course it's pretty good.
Well, yeah.
And did you ever, I think you did an episode on Mort Garson's Plantasia, correct?
Yeah, that record's cool too. It's all synthesizer. It's a record made for plants.
Yeah, it's a record for plants, or music for plants is what they call it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, actually, was that coming through?
Venmo? What was that?
Actually, Cash, play some of like, this is Music for Plants by Mort Garson, because this is actually a music news segment, because the people Sacred Bones, put out that plant, the Plantasia, the Music for Plants, is putting out four more Mort Garson records. And so, but like, here's like, it's the best music to have on in the morning in the background while you're getting ready for your day. Play a little bit of that Plantasia, that Mort Garson.
Wake up. It's time to start your day. It'll be all right if you want it to. The choice is yours. Live life to the fullest. Put a mask on. Oh, buddy.
This is the other voice that would come in.
Stay in bed. It feels nice to you. What do you have to do today anyway?
It sounds like a ringtone with Ira Glass.
That's the drop. That was the drop. But I'm looking forward to Sacred Bones putting out more Mort Garson stuff. Pioneer.
Yeah, I didn't know
Pioneer
you were doing
in the
that.
Electronic music.
Is he
world.
Still alive?
Yeah. No, he didn't. It wasn't too long ago that he passed away, I believe, if I remember right. It's been a bit since I did the research, so yeah. I haven't retained all of it. But no, he is no longer with us.
Now, Tony, speaking of bizarre albums, what is your take on the snare sound of Metallica's Saint Anger?
As soon as you said snare sound, I knew that was what you were going to say. I'm not kidding at all.
A continuation from last week's episode, but let's go.
Well, there's more to it now.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Because that was, but we talked about Bob Rock and his take on what happened with the snare sound.
Oh, Robert Rock?
Of the New Hampshire Rocks. Now that's our H O G O V.
Go ahead.
Now, Metallica's Lars Ulrich, Ulrich, defends Saint Anger's. He defends Saint Anger's snare sound, and he says he stands behind it 100%. 100%. He says, I stand behind it because 100%, because at the moment that was the truth. Just my personality. I'm always looking ahead, always thinking about the next thing. That's just how I'm wired. Or some would say, if you're a Metallica fan, would that be hardwired to self-destruct? Yeah, that was that. Whether it's Metallica, always thinking ahead, or in my personal life or relationships, whatever I'm doing, I'm always just thinking ahead. Sometimes, arguably, I spent too much time in the future and rarely spend any time in the past. And so the only time this stuff really comes up is in interviews.
Okay.
Yeah. So the only time this thing comes up is when people ask me about it. Yes.
Not sitting around. Lars is never sitting around just like, you know, like he's just staring off into the distance and the camera just starts zooming in on his blank expression and you just hear ping, 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 ping. He says, it's been slapped around a little bit, but the snare thing, it was a super impulsive momentary. We were working on a riff. Hetfield was playing a riff in the control room. I ran up and I was like, I need to put a beat behind that. I ran into the tracking room and sat down and played a couple beats over this riff to not lose the energy of the moment. And I forgot to turn the snare on. And then we listened back to it. I was like, wow, that sound kind of fits that riff. It sounds weirdly odd and kind of cool. And then I just left the snare off for the rest of the sessions, more or less. And then was like, yeah, that's cool. That's different. That'll fuck some people up. That sounds like it's part of the pummeling or whatever. And then it became this huge debated thing. And then they said,
we didn't see that coming. I didn't realize the snare is literally off.
Thing is, this is going a bit like Bob Rock's whole thing was that like Hetfield was in rehab at the time. And then Lars kind of like was like quickly trying to figure out this drum sound and then brought that to the table. Not, it didn't sound like it was an impulse, impulsive thing. So, but like
flipping stories.
Yeah. Yeah. And it sounds like it's a little bit like, it's like, yeah, we meant it. And we knew it was going to piss people off. That sounds like a revisionist history to me.
It's terrible. I don't understand how that passed. Like, why was that okay? Like,
who was QC? And this was like an album that was like, it had been a while since they put out an album.
Yeah, like, that was like highly anticipated.
Yeah.
Street Anger. Speaking of metal, Korn recently did a cover with Atlanta rapper Yellow Wolf, and they actually covered the classic song by Charlie Daniels, "The Devil Went Down to Georgia."
Is it as good as it seems like it's going to be?
Here's the thing. I'm just interested in, I love covers. We all love covers here at Jonah Radio. And it's just like, I'm always interested to see how far people bend stuff or how, like what their take on it would be. And this one kind of plays, I was excited to listen to it because Yellow Wolf is a great rapper. And I was thinking it was going to be a bit more crunchy, but we'll play a little bit and play kind of far into it, Cassius, because it's like, at first, it's just kind of like, okay, this is just Devil Went Down to Georgia. But then you kind of start to notice a lot of the Korn.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he's way behind and he's willing to make a deal. This young man sound on the fiddle and playing it hot. And the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, cause I think I'm better than you. The boy said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I take that bet and you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best there's ever been. Johnny, rising up your bow and play your fiddle hard. Cause hell broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold. But if you lose, the devil gets your soul.
All right. And it's pretty straightforward for the most part, except for, of course, that like low end, wobbly Korn sound. But then those little high pitched kind of sounds in the background. But that, vocals, other than that,
vocals are way too far forward. Like, it's like a spoken word album with like a soundtrack, and then also.
But to be honest, Neil, the song is about the lyrics.
They're talking about people playing fiddle, and there's no fucking fiddle.
Well, are you like talking about the song now, or the because the fiddle part happens, but like
no, it doesn't happen.
The song is.
I mean, the guy plays the fiddle part on an electric guitar, but
well, yeah, it's a cover, so they're just gonna play the cover how they play it. Shit, I'm just saying, like, it's still set up the same way. You're talking about the vocals being forward, and then there's no fiddle.
Yeah, it's
but there's no fiddle in the. It sounds that's like how the normal song. That's how the song is.
But it sounds like a phone call, like, and then there was music in the background.
Yeah.
Well, it's quarantine. What do you want, dude? Maybe it was a phone call.
It's also a rip. It's a rip from a YouTube
it's
video.
It's quarantine.
Oh. Hey.
All right. I'll see you guys later. I'll take it off.
Oh, God. Thank God. Thank God.
So that just came out?
Yes. And they're selling it for charity. And I didn't rip it off. I think I just downloaded it. I bought it because it's for charity. But then
thank God that the racist, fascist, fucking dead millionaire is now giving up money.
Oh, Charlie Daniels.
No, it's Corn and Yellow. Corn and Yellow for giving the money to charity.
Sure. Yeah. But Charlie Daniels was a piece of shit.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. He really was. So they're probably giving money to charities that he would be very upset about, which is nice.
I hope so.
Yes. So recently Great White, called out, because they had quote-unquote socially distant show where like nobody was wearing masks.
No.
And you know they you know just still trying to you know get their body count up, I guess.
The last band on earth that should be having shows.
But here's the thing, it's a Great White, he called it out saying it was fake news and posted a quite blurry pixelated picture of the show where you can see like maybe one person. It's like you can barely tell what it is, and it's just like it's like three people. It's clearly kind of zoomed in and cropped, and it's just like people were wearing masks. Front show of my hometown Dickinson, North Dakota. Fake news said no masks, no social distancing. I keep saying otherwise, and this pic proves my point. But then also he used it as an excuse to said that he is immune to the coronavirus. Why?
Oh, that's cool.
You want to know why? It's because he also promotes immunity gummies.
That's awesome.
And he like posts a picture of himself with his immunity gummies, and saying
I've been
that's the reason
those
why.
As well.
But that's like the social distancing stuff. It's these concerts, like they're not necessarily working out. You know, people put on a Frank Turner concert in London and it was a social distance show. You know, there was 200 people at a 1,250 capacity at the Clapham Grand out in England. And just 200 people were there, which is 20% of their normal capacity. And they just said, this won't work. It's like, there's no way. It's like, there was such a huge loss of money.
Yay.
Mm-hmm. I believe it. Obviously this all sucks, but I don't know how venues. I'm scared for so many venues right now.
Yeah.
I drove by the satellite this morning on my way to get my like breakfast stuff and whatever, and the marquee outside just said like thank you, and then it was so sad.
Yeah.
Hold on. Wait, Neil, you just glazed over. What were you getting for breakfast?
Oh, I got some Gatorade and eggs and
is that is that Gator like G A?
I can't wait until we can not socially distance so I can just fight you.
I've invited you over multiple times.
Yeah, and I don't come because I don't want to punch you in front of your wife.
I've never met someone that talks more about violence that would cower in an instant. get real.
Well, maybe all the music. So I saw this last night. I think this is a. This is.
Sorry, I just don't like. I don't like violence, and Neil's constantly trying to incite it. You know, he's always talking about knives and punching. And I've never seen him use his fist or a knife.
My favorite part was that I just remained silent, and then Cash's role was to come in between us and go, "Well, anyway,
yes, yeah."
So I saw on Twitter last night they have started back up baseball games. They may be done by the time this is out, but you can Postmate stuff from Dodger Stadium. You can Postmate like Dodger dogs and
you can get hot dogs and shit. Yeah.
That's what all these music clubs need to do is like a $2 PBR is like like fucking rifled at your front door.
Nobody wants that.
Nobody wants a fucking Dodger dog at home either. But
I mean, it's a pretty big hot dog.
And not worth it. A listener sent us Joshua Burkhart sent us emailed us a link to a thing called SaveOurStages.com. He says, love the show and wanted to pass this along since I have many close friends in the industry and want to see these venues survive wherever we can whenever we can return to them. So it's basically an organization just trying to help a lot of DIY music venues. So go to SaveOurStages.com. We should link to that into the show notes for sure. With that, I think we're going to take a break with a song. And I'm going to play you guys a song that we were going to play last week, but we're going to do this. So Daniel Cohn from Spin Magazine got a hold of Adam from Adam and His Package because recently the Washington Redskins have decided to change their name. But about 20 years ago, Adam from Adam and His Package, who I was obsessed with, I still listen to his music a lot, but back then I was way into him. He made a song called If You Are the Owner of the Washington Redskins, You're a Cock. And so Daniel got a hold of him and had Adam write a little essay on spin.com and basically just kind of says, I will happily accept most news, even if decades late, of progress for causes on the opposite end of the behavior spectrum from purposely being a jerk. So the name change is welcome. And I'm not sure I have a perspective that adds anything to the conversation or issue at hand. Anything right here will not be as rhymey as a song I wrote a while back in 2001 that made an argument for nickname changes of sports teams that use caricature-like logos and mascots for Native Americans. So he says, yay, it's about time. So let's play that song, Cash, and then we're going to do an ad, and then we'll come back with more Tony Thacks and more radio, more Neil,
I
more Cash.
I like sports. So some things more I Neil. Like I never met an athlete. I like in hockey. In Texas, when it comes to Native American nickname teams, offensive if we cheered rah, 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 with the Carolina Eagles with a beatbox cheer and a big foam afro. So Minnesota Vikings became the New York Kites with our bills on their helmets, cause that's what they're like, you know. Adam, what about the Saints, Angels, Padres too? Ain't that the same thing for Christians that's offending you?
When there's a Jesus Christ mascot dog shooting crucifix, they nail to a cross, dying to save the team.
Guys, Harry's is back. Guys, Harry's. How much could you save in 1 year by switching to Harry's razors? Enough to buy 26 cups of coffee in New York City? Enough for 3 deep dish pizza dinners in Chicago? Or enough to pay for 6 months of your Netflix subscription? How? Well, Harry delivers high-quality razor blades as low as $2 each, a fraction of the price of the leading brand, and saving you hundreds of dollars over time. I love Harry's. I've been using their kit to shave down before I go and put on my mask. Everybody's wearing a mask these days. You should be, at least. And sometimes a little facial hair can get in the way, make it a little harder to breathe. Well, you can get a Harry's trial set if delivered right to your doorstep by going to harrys.com/Jonah. Why should you give Harry's a try? Well, Harry's is a return to the essential. Quality, durable blades at a fair price. Just $2 per blade, made in their German blade factory that's been honing precision blades for a century. Harry's is super convenient. Blade refills are delivered directly to your door on your schedule, with or without a subscription. Harry has all of your grooming needs covered. You can get blades, hair care, shower products, all on harrys.com. And feel a little better about your purchases. Not only is 1% of proceeds set aside for nonprofit organizations devoted to helping provide access to better mental health care for men and veterans, but to help support those who need it most right now, Harry's is donating $1 million worth of shaving supplies to hospitals across the U.S. Listeners to this show can redeem their Harry's trial set at harrys.com/Jonah. You'll get a weighted ergonomic handle for a firm grip, a 5-blade razor with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel with aloe to keep your skin hydrated, and a travel blade cover to keep your razor dry and easy to grab on the go. Go to harrys.com/Jonah and start saving today. Hey guys, it's Cash, here to talk to you about Keeps. Did you know that 2 out of 3 guys will experience some form of male pattern baldness by the time they're 35? The best way to prevent hair loss is to do something about it while you still have hair left. You can get treated with Home. You used to have to go to the doctor's office for your hair loss prescription. Now, thanks to Keeps, you can visit a doctor online, very important these days, and get hair loss medication delivered right to your home. They make it easy and deliver your medication every 3 months, so you can say goodbye to pharmacy checkout lines and awkward doctor visits. Keeps offers generic versions of their medication, of the only true FDA-approved hair loss products out there. You may have tried them before, but you've probably never tried them for this price. Prevention is key. Keeps treatments can take up to 4 to 6 months or more to see results, so it's important to act fast. The sooner you start using Keeps, the more hair you'll save. Find out why Keeps has more 5-star reviews than any of its competitors, and nearly 100,000 men trust Keeps for their hair loss prevention medication. Keeps treatments start at just $10 a month, plus for a limited time, you can get your first month free. If you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/radio to receive your first month of treatment free. That's keeps.com/RAYDIO radio.
Okay, thank you so much, Cash, for that delightful read. We really appreciate you and everything you do for the show. We're back with more radio. Tony Thaxton is joining us. Tony, are you having a good... Were you an Adam and His Package fan back in the day?
I only heard little bits here and there, to be honest. I never dove in too far.
So. Crazy, because that does seem really up your alley.
I know. I have so many blind spots.
Yeah. Well, I highly suggest checking out, like, he has a song about the metric system. That's great. He has a song called Punk Rock Academy, which is one of my, like, favorite songs of his.
A song about the metric system. That's
great. Yeah, it's great. It's real that, fucking brilliant. He does covers
the only other be said about, what's
they the... might be giants.
Yeah, they might be giants.
Yeah. Yeah, we should do a whole, see if we heal, like, be a guest on the show. And we can just, I could play all my favorite Adam Is Back. He also went on to be in a great band with Dan Yemen from Lifetime called Armalite, that actually Kyle Kinane, like, I totally missed him. I hadn't hear about him, but it's like a straight up just kind of great, like, punk rock band. That's a perfect combination of Adam Is Package and Lifetime. But with that said... I love that kind of digital stuff in music, and recently while going around on metalinjection.net, one of my favorite sites. Someone found Greg Kenelty found a guy on YouTube that made a cover of Pantera's Walk on stylophones. Now let's hear a little bit of that. It's pretty great. I love a good Pantera cover. We here at Jonah Radio love covers. But here's Pantera's Walk on a stylophone.
That was the theme song to a afternoon snowboarding show that I used to watch on Wednesday afternoons.
Yeah. All right, Kish, you can turn it off. It's a should be a 5-minute track there. Not that we would listen to the whole thing.
I think
thing,
I fucked
but,
up. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. We're all imperfect, beautiful beings. Especially Neil.
What the fuck? How did I get singled out in this bullshit?
I just said you were a beautiful being. What is what?
You're especially beautiful.
Anyway, move.
So angry.
So angry. There's a.
Hey,
there's a
you want to know something fun? Like, stop. Stop talking. My high school mascot was the Red Raiders, which was a Native American and red face.
Oh, that kind of red.
and it was like not cool. And then I got very excited a couple years ago because I was like, I'm gonna go to the new high school fucking hockey arena and go see the team play. And it was still the Raiders, but not Red Raiders. And they had changed their logo to a B for Barnstable instead of the, you know, kind of offensive Native American face.
Cool!
End of story!
Hold on, let me. I gotta put that in the notes.
Put it in the notes. I'll check in with you guys later. Right on.
It got so quiet, and the laughs came so instantly that people are gonna think there was an edit point. Neil. Becoming self-aware in the middle of that story.
Well, there was a moment in it where I
that R A I
stop spelling. I swear to God, I'm going to punch you in front of your wife. I got excited, like, hey, maybe I'll pick up some like high school merchandise, like with the logo of my high school that I went to, and then I realized that it was super racist. And I was like, oh, well, no, I'm not going to do that. And so,
did you get a Gatorade instead?
Yeah, I got Gatorade. I got eggs.
So there's
I got Tony.
You got Tony.
I'm ready to play a song, by the way.
Oh!
Are you really?
No.
Oh, okay, great. So there's a couple good rock docs coming down the line. I've been watching. Amazon has like four different thrash metal documentaries that are just a lot of fun to watch. Also, I'm watching The Last Dance, which is an incredible.
Oh, you are
series.
Watching that.
I love a good doc, and this one is probably one of the best I've seen in a while as far as series goes. Just so good. There's going to be a Go-Go's documentary on Showtime that's premiering this weekend. Ooh. Which I'm really looking forward to. And also Bravo is doing an Aussie doc called The Nine Lives of Ozzy Osbourne. And it actually kind of like in the trailer we're going to play, it actually shows like how Ozfest got started.
Oh, really?
Whenever Dad was home, I always got the feeling he was bored. Like, he never, even though he complains to this day about touring, he's not good at home. Like, I literally just remember him as, like, the dude on the couch. You know, he'd pick me up from school occasionally, but he was always, I always just got the feeling like he was like, what do? I'm here, and this is not what I'm good at.
Dad, that's sick.
And I suddenly realized that Ozzy belongs on the road, you know. Ozzy is, I felt like a caged animal. I bought different toys and all kinds of things.
My dad's like, I'm gonna get a bicycle, I'm gonna ride a bike. Because the guy at the bike shop was also giving him weed, you know, like small, like English village. But I just remember it, him, it was like his purpose in life got taken away from him.
Now I'm ready to come out and go crazy again, you know. Because I really missed my audience, I really missed, there's not a thrill in the world like a great show, you know.
And then it was like, you've got to get back to the real world. And so it was like, all right, should do Lollapalooza and, you know, things like that. And then the agent called back and said, oh, no, you know what, they don't want Ozzy on Lollapalooza, he's not cool enough. And I'm like, how dare they say that?
And my mom was like, we're going to start our own festival.
Yeah, let's do our own thing. And that's how it came up with Ozfest.
Now, ain't that interesting?
Yeah.
It was because he wasn't cool enough for Lollapalooza that he came up with Ozfest.
I've played Lollapalooza.
Oh.
Hey, Tony, when you played Lollapalooza, did you play this song? You
wanna trade in your car and get a deal that's fair? Go to Auto King on Burger Street in O'Blair. Get $3,000 minimum trading in your car. One king, one location. Auto King. Auto King. Auto King. And trade in your car today.
Yes!
Wow, free plug.
I gotta say, that's the best rhyme I've ever heard for Eau Claire. It's so great.
You know, sometimes you get a list of things they want in there, and you gotta force it somehow.
So
what's the craziest thing that happened when you played any good Lollapalooza stories?
I only did it one time. And to be honest, I don't really remember it that well.
Rock and roll types are just so, you're probably just partying so much. So it's like, you know.
I was thinking about things like that the other day of you know, there's so many documentaries or musicians that have put out books. And like, I think back on touring and like, there's so much that like, I'll find pictures. I'm like, I don't remember this at all. And like, I would drink, but I never did drugs, and you know, I toured for a while, but like, people have toured like decades and decades, and they have all these stories. I'm like, I don't remember anything. How does anyone? So what I'm saying is, I don't think I'd buy these books.
Yeah,
my friend Tito, who's toured a bunch all over the world, he says like, what a lot of people don't realize is it's hard to keep track because touring is mostly just sitting on an uncomfortable chair in some backstage area.
Yeah.
Like, that's all it really is.
Yeah.
That's most of it.
Yeah, and you're going, what's the Wi-Fi password?
Yeah exactly.
That's why Ozzy did this documentary, right? Is he didn't remember it. So he's like, all right, I want you guys to tell me about what I've been doing.
You know, there's a part in that, like, that doc, you hear a guy at Ozfest go, metal rules! And I was trying to think of any other genre of music where that's, like, an acceptable thing to say at one of the shows.
Yeah.
It's like dubstep rules, or, you know, classical adult contempo rules.
The person that says dubstep rules. Roll over.
I like dubstep. That's some good beats there, Neil.
Yeah, but it doesn't rule. Like,
sure.
Fucking, like, yeah, it's okay, whatever, but, like, stop fucking grandstanding.
No, no one, but no, Neil, no one said that. That was just a joke example I said of.
You said just, rules.
No, I said, wouldn't it be fun? So a guy said, metal rules. And I said, now, where else would that happen? Would someone say this? And I just made it up, Neil.
Okay.
No one said dubstep rules.
Sweet.
I would
keep walking that street.
Maybe we make a t-shirt.
Recently,
it says dubstep rules. Actually, we can make a t-shirt.
I would prefer a shirt that said keep walking that street, bud.
Well, technically Neil did say when he was quoting Jonah dubstep rules, so maybe just dubstep rules - Neil Mahoney.
Oh yeah, there you go. Yeah. Yeah. Neil, are you sure keep walking that street, bud isn't a line from Letterkenny?
No, I just speak in that fucking cadence now. It's
he's done. A quarantined Canadian.
Oh. Yes. Yeah.
He's been inside so long.
Recently.
I'm so ready to move to Toronto. I can't wait.
I can't imagine why.
Yeah. I mean, their mayor did crack. It's pretty cool. The spin staff recently did a list of the 50 best rock bands right now, and it's a pretty good list. They got Hum from Champaign, Illinois in there. Hum, they just released a new album. Corky, you got Corky mm-hmm. in there.
I'm sorry, did you say Hum, like H-U-M?
Yeah, they just put out a new album, man.
I had no idea.
It sounds like Hum.
That rules. I'm going to check that out immediately.
Yeah.
I'm going to get going, guys.
Yeah. The new, Corky, which is the new, Evans band out of DC. They're on there. Bad Moves, a band that we played earlier. They're on this thing. Body Count is on there from Ice-T. One of my favorite punk bands right now, Otoboke Beaver from Japan.
Wait, Body Count, Ice-T, like hardcore outfit?
Yeah.
Gnarly.
Yeah, they're on this list of 50 best rock bands. I mean, did you hear that last single they put, like the No Lives Matter? It's great. There's some I don't really like. I've tried to listen, like Rolling Blackouts, Coastal Fever, 1975. These are bands that I've checked out a bit and I don't really dig when it comes to modern rock. High on Fire made it number 30 on here. Pretty good. That's High a good band.
Fucking great.
Yeah. There's it's a pretty good list if you're looking for new new rock stuff. They say rock is dead, but it's that's not exactly true. Culture is dead. And so I guess you would just put Sheer Mag is in there. I always thought Neil would be a big fan of Sheer Mag. The Goonsacks, Mannequin Pussy, Primitive Man. Sheer Mag is great. It's got like a Thin Lizzy style like guitar playing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and a female singer, real rockin', real great. Pup got there in the top 10.
Oh shit!
Talking Toronto, Neil. Pup P-U-P? Is in there. PUP, good band. One of the best punk bands around. Charlie Bliss is in there. They're great as well. Really big fan of theirs. Dogleg from Detroit is on this list, high up there, number 4. Chubby and the Gang are on here. They're from London. They're great. Paramore is number 3. Disagree. And number 1, Haim. Still haven't really gotten too much into Haim. You guys big Haim fans?
There's Haim.
There's Haim.
There is Haim. Yeah.
What?
What?
They exist. Haim is a thing.
Isn't it Haim?
No, it's Haim.
I believe so.
I thought it was Haim.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's Haim.
Oh.
Not gonna work here anymore. Lastly, Daniel Cohn wrote a thing about he interviewed 28 musicians to predict the 2020 baseball season.
Oh, really?
So that's a good article we should link to. You got Patrick Carney talking about his Cleveland Indians. You got Ben Gibber talking about the Mariners. You got Steve Sladkowski from PUP talking about the Toronto Blue Jays, Neil's future favorite team. Yep. He interviewed bands about, you know. Here you go, Cash. Steve Harwell and Paul Delisle from Smash Mouth talking about the San Francisco Giants.
Yeah.
So that's who you run with.
Yeah, no.
That's who you run with.
Literally, like, the Giants have the worst celebrity fans. It's Tom Brady, Rob Schneider, and the guys from Smash Mouth. Those are our celebrity fans.
Oh, boy. Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Colin Hanks. That's the only other one we got.
Yes.
Full toilet.
Yeah. But speaking of music, recently, one of my favorite musicians of all time, from Propaganda to the Weaker Thans, now his solo efforts, John K. Sampson, just put out a new single, which is a follow-up to his Millennium for All single, which was one of my favorite songs of the year. But he just did a single about his fantasy baseball team. So we're going to take a listen to that and come back with more show. So here's John K. Sampson.
I manage my fantasy baseball team better than I manage my anger these days. And I trade my best pitcher for a draft pick and a picture of the president writhing in pain. It's a weird thing to wish for, but I can't stop wishing, refreshing the browser someday. If I live long enough and the world doesn't end, my wish will come true in a way. And he'll die like we all die, in pain or asleep, and we'll still have our fantasy baseball. And the next fascist fucker in line for the job of demolishing hope for us all. So I'm putting in love now, I'm putting in faith, putting fear on a long-term IL. I'm going outside, I'm gonna help organize something better, something beautiful.
Boy, oh boy, do I love that guy's lyrics and voice.
Mm-hmm.
I manage my fantasy baseball team better than I manage my anger these days. Okay. Recently we reported that Rob Halford from Judas Priest is having an action figure made after him. And Dan Angler, our associate producer, went on our Twitter at Jonah Radio and says, which act gets the next action figure and what accessories do they come with? Use the hashtag Radio Action. And so we have a list of some of the ones that were compiled by Dan. Dan Byerly said Lars Ulrich gets one and says, it doesn't come with shit. You have to buy each drum, stick, and cymbal separately. And if you try to 3D print them, the toy will sue you. At Crystal Bristol says, work from home Neil with his microphone stuck in his beard.
I like it when the fans get off.
Yeah. Neil Mahoney said, just not going to say what the Rod Stewart figure should come with. Classic Neil. And he, all caps, come. I guess that's a reference to the rumor, the urban legend that Rod Stewart had to have semen pumped out of his stomach. At Johnny Rook Mike says, a Danzig action figure with a pile of bricks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good, like his good house.
Yeah. The historian says Smash Mouth Steve Harwell happily depositing his all-star royalty check. another one from Dan Byerly says Ozzy Osbourne figurine with articulating jaw and comes with a bat with removable head. That's fun. That actually seems like it would be have been made already and sold at Hot Topic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
At Almighty Kale says Sammy Hagar action figure complete with local casino stage and realistic cocaine nosebleeds. at Judge yeah. At Judge Jed says Dio and a step stool. He's a short guy.
Yeah, they do.
At Alex Cruz Design says Milo Ackerman from The Descendants comes with a molecular biology lab, microscope, and 42-piece coffee maker. That's fun.
That is it. That's the way it comes.
Yeah. And of course, no action figure list is complete without at not underscore Carlos suggesting it's Gigi Allen in a leather jacket and a jock strap and, I don't know, a bottle of Jim Beam, maybe some shit or something. I don't know.
That's the kind of commitment we like to get out of Jonah Radio fans.
Yeah. Of course, also the Irish Albino says, limited edition Cash Hartzell comes with 2-day-old chicken salad sandwich.
That was an egg salad sandwich, and it was fresh.
No, it was not. It was from fucking 7-Eleven.
Neil, stop picking on Cash. Stop it. That was the most excited I've heard you respond on this show in a long time, and it was because you were making fun of Cash. How dare you?
I laughed harder at that.
Neil, where did you go? Are you in the other room now? Where are you?
No, I'm sitting on the floor now.
Did you just collapse?
And by the way, Neil, it's C A S H.
Wanna trade in your car? I don't need to take this.
Well, go to Auto King on Street. Oh boy. Well, that about wraps it up for this episode of Jonah Radio. Tony, thanks so much for joining us. Do you want to, is outside of bizarre albums, is there anything that you want people to check out?
Boy, well, I'm also the on-air producer for the Allison Rosen Is Your New Best Friend podcast. And yeah, I play in bands, but nothing's happening. You know, Motion City Soundtrack weirdly actually toured this year. Glad we got that done when we did. And I also play in Don't Stop or We'll Die, but yeah, nothing going on. So
yeah,
check that stuff out if you want.
Yeah. Have you been putting any stuff on Bandcamp that people can
Well, I guess technically Motion City recorded a Fountains of Wayne cover for this Adam Schlesinger comp that came out recently that is on Bandcamp. I believe it's called, Saving for a Custom Van is the name of that compilation. It's a bunch of people doing covers of songs that Adam wrote.
And, in tribute to the late Adam Schlesinger.
Yes. And it's a fundraiser as well. So yeah, check that out because it's for a good cause.
Awesome. All right, cool. Well, thanks so much for listening to the podcast. We really appreciate it. Check out Bizarre Albums. Honestly, it is like one of the only podcasts I listen to.
Thank you.
Yeah, I really, really do love it. And of course, go to saveourstages.com. And also shout out to the places that we use for our music news, metalinjection.net, spin.com, sometimes Rolling Stone when they're not talking about One Direction. as being one of the greatest rock bands of the decade. And Stereo Gum, also for those listening to like a lot of punk stuff, Stereo Gum is a really great resource for new punk and new hardcore stuff. They do a lot of stuff over there, and they are also struggling right now, and they're putting together a compilation that will benefit the site, and it is a good resource for finding new underground music. So be sure to go to these sites and clickety click clackety clack on all the stuff. And if you want your band or your friend's bands or your uncle's band played on this podcast, email us a link, a Bandcamp link. We buy the songs off of Bandcamp when we play them. And so it's a way for us to kind of give back and thank you for letting us use your songs. But email it to us at jonahradio, R-A-Y-D-I-O, at gmail.com. Yeah, tell your friends about this podcast. Cash, anything you want to say?
R.I.P. Ben Carson.
What?
Ben Carson died.
When?
Today.
Oh, shit.
Really? Oh, did you guys really? Yeah. From coronavirus.
From coronavirus.
Oh, shit.
And he was at the Trump rally in Arkansas without a mask.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Or
not Arkansas, wherever that was.
Wow. Oklahoma. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Godfathers, right. Godfathers will be on your tombstone, buddy.
Yeah, boy. It's fine. It's really odd to me. I just realized we said R.E.P. to Ben Carson, but not to Malik from The Roots.
Also, Malik from The Roots.
Yes. All right. Another way. Neil, anything you want to tell people?
I would like everyone to follow my mom on Twitter. No, I don't. I don't want anyone to follow my
mom. Are you sure you don't want it? That's at CL.
No, I thought that was just, I don't know she's on Twitter. I know she was on Instagram.
Yeah, I know. I don't want anyone to follow her. But...
Wow, maybe 12-year-old like high school, maybe?
Yeah, the Red Raiders?
Yeah, everyone.
Can someone send us some Neil Mahoney's Red Raiders designs that we'll make a shirt out of? And then a... And just so you're clear, just so you're clear on when you're putting the design together, that's R-A-I-D-E-R-S.
It's terrible.
All right. Well, we're going to end out this episode with a great cover. We here at Jonah Radio, we love covers. You know that.
We do.
But recently, Angel Olsen and Rabbit Habit did a cover of Walls by Tom Petty. And it's just it's a beautiful, amazing cover. And it makes me feel good. So listen to that. Support the bands that you heard. And then thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Tony, for being here.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks Cash, I'm not sure if you know this. We're going to start the song, but you got to stay on because it has to upload your file. Just to let you know. Cool. Sorry.
All right.
Cool. And here's a song. Sorry for the first episode.
You want to sing?
Yeah, let's try it.
Okay.
Might as well.
Yeah.
Here already.
It's this one, not that one, right?
Yeah. Okay. Half of me is ocean. Want to trade in your car and get a deal that's fair? Go to Auto King on Birch Street in a